Cello Sonata in C Major, Opus 26, Number 2, composed by the Romanian musical genius, no exaggeration there, George Enescu in 1935. We heard both sonatas featured in a wonderful recording made for Naxos Records in 2007 by Romanian cellist Laura Buriana and pianist Martin Ciba. Moving up to the 21st century, in a composition by Marilena Doinița Rotaru, better known by the totally musical name of Doina Rotaru. It's typically Romanian to adapt or adopt names of artistic license in whatever art one practices. One of my favorite names is of the Romanian pianist Florica Muzicescu, who is a colleague of Enescu's. In Ms. Rotaru's case, a doina is a typical Romanian folk style of melismatic singing, often of lamentation or lost love. Doina Rotaru's music is noteworthy for its organic structure, delicate timbres, and intricate microvariations. This is very well displayed in a composition of Rotaru dating from 2001. Titled Uroboros, after the mythical snake eating its own tail, the music does sound as if it were a continuum and we are only hearing a snippet in time of it. But always present is the hint of Romanian folk music, and indeed the doina itself. Originally scored for two flutes, Rotaru expanded the ensemble for the Romanian chamber group Partita Radicale, who perform it now. Here's Uroboros by Doina Rotaru.
Thank you.
Uroboros, a 2001 chamber composition scored for two flutes, violin, viola, and accordion by the Romanian composer Doina Rotaru. We heard it performed by the ensemble Partita Radicale. To conclude the show, a selection of 10 Romanian folk tunes sung by another great legend of Romanian music and also a friend and colleague of Georginescu, the earthy voice so typical of the time and colored by wine and cigarettes of the singer and actor Maria Tanase. Often called the Edith Piaf of Romania, Tanase shares a number of traits with the French chanteuse. Both died young, Piaf at the age of 48 from liver cancer and Tanase at 50 from lung cancer. Both died in 1963, Tanase first on June 22nd and then Piaf on October 10th. All of Bucharest turned out for Tanase's funeral, and all of Paris turned out for Piaf's. Both very powerful and determined women, Tanase was stunningly gorgeous. She could rock both haute couture French fashion as well as the various regional Romanian costumes that she insisted on wearing when performing the folk music of Romania, which she has adored since childhood, having heard the young female workers singing the songs of their regions while employed at her father's massive nursery, he was a master gardener, on the outskirts of Bucharest, or București, to give it its proper Romanian name. Still a cultural icon, impossible to separate from the fabric of Romanian culture, Tanase is one of my all-time favorite voices, and I think you'll understand why. Here is the incomparable Maria Tanase.
Mi scântecele mele, măi, 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 și daulică, măi, că simt țara mea-n miele, măi, 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 și daulică, măi,
și daulică măi, când